Introduction of the Arabian Art of Taming and Training Wild and Vicious Horses. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Mike Vendetti, MikeVendetti.com. The Arabian Art of Training and Taming Wild and Vicious Horses by P. R. Kincaid and John Stutzman. Introduction. The first domestication of the horse, one of the greatest achievements of man in the animal kingdom, was not the work of a day, but, like all other great accomplishments, was brought about by a gradual process of discoveries and experiments. He first subdued the more subordinate animals, on account of their being easily caught and tamed, and used for many years the mere drudges, the ox, the ass, and the camel, instead of the fleet and elegant horse. This noble animal was the last brought into subjugation, owing perhaps to man's limited and inaccurate knowledge of his nature, and his consequent inability to control him. This fact alone is sufficient evidence of his superiority over all other animals. Man, in all his inventions and discoveries, has almost invariably commenced with some simple principle, and gradually developed it from one degree of perfection to another. The first hint that we have of the use of electricity was Franklin's drawing it from the clouds. Now it is the instrument of conveying thought from mind to mind with a rapidity that surpasses time. The great propelling power that drives the wheel of the engine over our land and plows the ocean with our steamers was first discovered escaping from a tea kettle. And so the powers of the horse, second only to the powers of steam, became known to man only as experiments and investigation revealed them. The horse, according to the best accounts we can gather, has been the constant servant of man for nearly 4,000 years, ever rewarding him with his labor and adding to his comfort in proportion to his skill and manner of using him, but being to those who govern him by brute force and know nothing of the beauty and delight to be gained from the cultivation of his finer nature, a fretful, vicious, and often dangerous servant, whilst to the Arabs, whose horse is the pride of his life and who governs him by the law of kindness, we find him to be quite a different animal. The manner in which he is treated from a foal gives him an affection and attachment for his master not known in any other country. The Arab and his children, the mare and her foal, inhabit the tent together, and although the foal and the mare's neck are often pillows for the children to roll upon, no accident.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?